make them out of cane. We had one hole we blew in, and then we had others out there that you put your finger on and got you a different tune.
Oh, I see.
We call them a flute.
What, well, she mentioned a harp.
That's a juice up. That's a bolt outfit. Mm. Oh, you buy a bolt flute too, but we used to make them out of joiners, long joiner cane. Mm. But a juice harp is a metal thing here with a tongue in the middle of it that you put, hold your teeth on each, on this, and then you work your throat to get your tune, right. And you pick it. You can buy them in some stores or nothing.
Right.
I've never seen a homemade one of them.
Would a harp be what some people might nowadays call a harmonica?
Yeah, that's true.
Harmonica would be the same thing.
Now, a harmonica is a type harp. But we never did know nothing called a harp but that. But now that's a harmonica, but there's all kinds of harps that don't even resemble a harmonica. But it's still a harp. But we never did use nothing around here. We call nothing a harp but that old harmonica.
Well, I want to ask you some questions about parts of a wagon. Did you have a name for that part that ran right between the horses on a wagon?
Tongue?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what they call a drop tongue and a stiff tongue.
What's the difference?
Well, stiff tongue, it stood up out there by itself. A drop tongue was made with hounds to it that you had breast chains. Well, you used breast chains all together, but then you had a breast yoke. It went across with a ring on each end and a whole ring in the middle that you stuck your tongue in, and then you put that on your hame of your horse with your breast chain. And when you took it loose, it dropped on the ground. But a stiff tongue stood up out there and just had two chains come from it that went to your breast chain on your collar.
What'd you call the thing that the traces came back and attached to?
Single tree.
Mm-hmm. Could you have two of those?
Well, if it's a one-horse wagon, you had one. If it's two, you had a double tree with two single trees. That's called a double tree with a single tree at each end.
Didn't ever hear people call it a double single tree?
No, they called it a double single tree. You had a double tree, which would be two single trees with a piece that they were fastened to. So it was a single tree, one mule, you just hooked one to it, and It was practically the same thing, only you used this double tree, you hooked to what you was going to pull, and then you put a single tree on each end of it. And if you was going to use one, you just hooked the single tree to what you was going to pull, and the trace it did. You didn't have no double tree.
What about, did y'all have a buggy?
Yeah.
What about those things that you back the horse between?
A shag. Yeah. You know all that junk, you just want to see if I know it all, don't you?
Well, some people have different words for it.
Do
like
they?
I was asking you about double single tree.
Yeah.
But you said double tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
They do. Mm-hmm. Different section of the country. I think you're right about that.
What about, what did you call the thing that you broke up the land with for the first time before you were going to plant?
Turning plow.
Mm-hmm.
Moldboard plow. Some of them call it moldboard plow. But we call it a turning plow because it turned the dirt. Mm-hmm. But it's really a moldboard plow. That's really what a turning plow is, a moldboard plow. And then we had a middle bus that had turned half one way and half the other.
Well, after you plowed, was there